Chapter 2. Blackbeard and the Mohunes. I ran all the way home. It was getting dark, and Aunt Jane didn't like it when I was out late. "Young boys should be home before dark," she always said. I didn't remind her that 15 was not so young. Fortunately for me, my aunt went to bed very early, so if I wanted to go out late, I waited till she was asleep. As soon as I heard her snoring, I crept out of the house. I liked Moonfleet at night. Sometimes I walked down to the little River Fleet and watched the moon shining on the water. I thought this was what gave Moonfleet its name, until Aunt Jane told me Moon was a short form of Mohun. The Mohun family once owned most of the village, she explained. Once she pointed to an old building and said, "Look, John, do you see that large Y over the door? That's the Mohun family emblem." When the Mohuns were alive, Moonfleet was a prosperous place. Mr. Glennie told me more about the Mohun emblem. "Most people think it's the letter Y," he said. "In fact, it isn't a letter at all. It's the shape of an ancient catapult people used years ago." I liked talking to Mr. Glennie. He knew all kinds of interesting things, and he told me facts, not stupid stories. Mr. Glennie also told me how the inn got the name Why Not. When Elzevir got the inn from his father, there was a sign over the door with the name The Mohun Inn and the Y emblem. Elzevir wanted to change it. "I think I'll give the inn a new name," he said to some men drinking at the inn. "Why not?" one of the men said. Elzevir put up a sign saying Elzevir's Inn, but from that day, everybody called the inn the Why Not. By the time I was born, Moonfleet wasn't prosperous anymore. The houses and buildings were very old, and there was no money for repairs. But I didn't care. I loved Moonfleet. My favourite place was the graveyard, but I never went there at night. I wasn't really afraid of Blackbeard, but strange things sometimes happened in the graveyard, and I thought it was better not to go there after dark. Once I had to go for the doctor in the night, because Aunt Jane was ill. When I passed the graveyard, I saw lights moving about. "That's strange," I thought. "Is Ratsy digging a grave?" Ratsy dug the graves in Moonfleet, as well as carving all the gravestones. "Ratsy," I said when I saw him the next day, "did someone die in Moonfleet? Did you dig a grave last night?" "No," Ratsy said quickly. "I was asleep." "Why?" "Well, I saw strange lights in the graveyard," I explained. "You imagined it, John," was his reply. When I was about 13, Mr. Glennie found the body of a boy called Tommy Brown in the graveyard. Tommy was simple-minded, and nobody knew why he was there or how he died. Mr. Glennie was very sad. "Poor boy," he said. "We'll never know why the Lord took him, but he's safe in heaven now." "A lot of people in Moonfleet believe Blackbeard killed Tommy," I said to Mr. Glennie. Then I added quickly, "But that's impossible." Mr. Glennie smiled and patted me on the head. He didn't believe in ghosts, but he knew a lot about Blackbeard. "Blackbeard wasn't his real name," Mr. Glennie told me. "He was a Mohun, but he didn't always live in Moonfleet. Once he was a prison guard at Carisbrook Castle. He betrayed the king and stole a diamond from him, but the diamond didn't bring him happiness. Almost immediately after he stole it, he became ill and died. When he was dying, Blackbeard said he was sorry he had stolen the diamond. He promised to use it to help the poor, but he died before he could keep his promise." "Where is the diamond now?" I asked. "Nobody knows," Mr. Glennie replied. "Maybe I'll find it one day," I thought. "Then I'll be rich." Mr. Glennie seemed to know what I was thinking. "But that diamond must be used to help the poor now," he said. All the children at school were afraid of Blackbeard, except Grace. "Oh, I don't believe in ghosts," she said firmly, and I thought she was very brave. I asked Grace about the diamond. "Do you think anybody will ever find it?" I said. "I hope not," she replied. "It will bring them bad luck." I didn't agree, but I said nothing. One night there was a terrible storm. The wind blew roofs off houses and broke windows. Heavy rain fell all night. The River Fleet rose and flooded some of the houses. The next day was Sunday, and we went to church. But while Mr. Glennie was giving his sermon, we heard strange noises coming from the crypt under the church. Blackbeard and the other Mahoons were all buried in the crypt, and people were terrified. "It's the dead Mahoons," one old woman cried. "They're coming out of their coffins." "It's Blackbeard," another cried fearfully. "He'll kill us all." Mr. Glennie tried to calm them. "No, no," he said. "The Mahoons are safe in their coffins. The crypt is flooded because of all the heavy rain. The sounds you hear are wooden coffins moving about in the water." Everybody calmed down, but I was confused by this answer. "Surely Mr. Glennie is making a mistake," I thought. "Aunt Jane says the crypt is often flooded after a heavy rainfall. How can wooden coffins float if they are old and broken?" "Something strange is going on under the church,"